I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story.
Presidential impeachment.
President Trump's second impeachment trial now has a date. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the impeachment trial will start the week of February 8th. But he also says the trial will not take precedence over the nation's pressing needs.
The Senate will continue to do other business for the American people, such as cabinet nominations and the COVID relief bill, which would provide relief for millions of Americans who are suffering during this pandemic.
However, Schumer says the trial will ensure that the former president is held accountable for his role in the breach of the Capitol.
Healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will deliver the one article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday. On his third full day as president, Joe Biden has turned his focus to the economy. He came out to the press in a somber mood after meeting with his economic advisors. With another 900,000 applying for unemployment, Mr. Biden began his remarks talking about the long lines for food, fears of eviction, and the general hopelessness many are feeling from the economic fallout due to the coronavirus.
This is an economic imperative. A growing economic consensus that we must act decisively and boldly to grow the economy for all Americans, not just for tomorrow, but in the future.
The president signing a pair of executive orders to increase food aid and make it easier to claim government benefits. The two measures providing a quick dose of relief as Congress considers the president's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah National Guardsmen get to come home soon. Governor Cox is calling them home from Washington, but not before images of guards camping out in a cold parking garage in D.C. sparked an outcry. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is addressing reports that National Guard troops were told to take their rest breaks in parking garages yesterday.
I was as angry as anyone at the pictures of guardswomen and guardsmen from across the country being relegated to sleeping on the floor of a parking garage. This is no way for our heroes to be treated.
They've since been told they can return to the Capitol building. However, some lawmakers are calling for investigations into the Capitol Police over this. Utah's state capitol will be open for the first time in 10 long months on Monday. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
You will be able to participate in the legislative session starting Monday, but strict adherence to COVID guidelines are still in place. That means mask wearing, distancing, and they're only allowing limited people in committee rooms. They have built larger ones to fit more people and spread out, but Senate and House leadership are encouraging virtual participation.
UHP will be at each of the four public entrances to check bags, and they'll have an active presence in security. Those troopers are a sign of loosened security since last weekend, but it came with a hefty price tag, and even though the expected protests never came, law enforcement officials say it was the right thing to do with the information they had. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
At first, spending $227,000 to protect the Utah State Capitol against fewer than two dozen protesters one day might seem like an overreaction. However, Department of Public Safety Colonel Michael Rappich says the information they were getting showed protesters were planning something serious on January 17th. He says the same groups connected to the riot at the U.S. Capitol were calling for breaches into state houses.
He says it's possible the information was wrong, or that protest organizers simply backed off. A 12-year-old is in serious condition after a car went through the wall of an apartment building in South Salt Lake this afternoon. This was near 34th South and 3rd East. Police believe this was an accident. The driver lives in the building. KSL News Time 504. Remember the toilet paper shortage? Well, a new study has found anti-price gouging rules made the shortage worse early in the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has details on this Weber State study.
Gavin Roberts and Rick Chakraborty looked at online searches for toilet paper and hand sanitizer and found those items were easier to find in places where there's no price gouging regulation. Roberts says rising prices reduce demand for scarce goods.
The price system plays its most important role is during emergencies, because that's when we really want behavior to change.
Without that, Roberts says a rationing system is needed to make sure everyone can get the products in high demand. He recommended lawmakers in Utah keep the economic findings in mind as they modify regulations and state laws. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic now on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, fire crews are on the scene of a tracks train that was reported on fire. It's mostly an electrical malfunction, and this is at Main Street and 6th South. Traffic is being blocked off. In fact, our latest update is that southbound Main Street is now closed at 5th South to not only vehicular traffic, but all pedestrians as well. So that's a spot you have to avoid in the downtown area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. States are talking about changing up their dosing schedules so more people can get vaccinated. The change would mean doses reserved for second shots would actually be used for first ones. ABC's Dave Packer reports one expert says maybe don't do this.
To get more people vaccinated quickly with existing COVID-19 vaccine supply, places like the United Kingdom have given the go-ahead for second doses to be used instead to vaccinate more people for the first time. A controversial move among health professionals, including infectious disease expert and ABC News contributor John Brownstein.
The timing of the second dose doesn't have to be exact, but we want to stay as close to the recommendation because we do have some concerns.
Pointing out waiting on second doses was not evaluated in clinical trials and recommending waiting for supply to catch up with demand. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Here in Utah, Intermountain Healthcare's chief physician, Dr. Mark Breesocker, says they don't want people only partially vaccinated.
Some of them are could be partially protected. And it's not until you get that second dose that you get to a high level of protection. 19 out of those 20 are protected.
He says out of every 20 people given the Pfizer vaccine, only 10 were truly protected with just one dose. State leaders are trying to speed up vaccine rollout, so Utah National Guardsmen are going to help, but they're also ready to give monoclonal antibodies to infected patients.
We not only will provide and assist in giving that infusion, but it also we teach and these facilities to do it.
Technical Sergeant Eric Bornemeyer says the infusion takes 3 hours. A new poll shows over two-thirds of Utahns are planning to get vaccinated. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
It comes after last September when just over half of Utahns said they would take a federal FDA-approved vaccine. All the data comes from Deseret News' Hinckley Institute of Politics polls. While the increase of those willing to get the vaccine is welcomed news in the medical community, it may still not be enough to provide widespread immunity in the state.
67% of Utahns want the shot, according to this poll. 21% say they don't plan to get vaccinated, and the rest aren't sure. KSL News Time, 5:08. Time for My Minute of News. And we're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. Could this be the best job in the world? A Canadian company called Candy Funhouse is looking for a full-time candyologist. And I thought, sweet. But what's a candyologist?
Look
can take a sunrise.
Friends, it is exactly what you think it is. The job description says you objectively eat candy and then give it a rating. Rate its taste, texture, its quality. Then you write a 2-sentence description for each candy product. This job pays, are you ready? $30 an hour. Woohoo!
Who can take a rainbow?
The backstory, Candy Funhouse is an online candy retailer. You can buy Starbursts or Gummy Bears or Oreo Bites in bulk on their website. But now they're going to start their own line of candies. Your job is to evaluate 3,000 different candies and help them choose the 10 that'll launch their candy line. This job was meant for a Utahn. You have to love candy and be judgy. Come on, Utah's written all over it. Am I right? The drawback, you have to work at their offices right outside of Toronto. Yeah, in Canada. And the other drawback is that eventually you'll get tired of eating candy 40 hours a week. Not to mention Janice in accounting wears too much cheap perfume and Jim from purchasing. He never cleans up the crumbs in the lunchroom and somebody dinged your car in the parking lot. In short, after a while it'd be like any other job, but just a little sweeter.
Yeah.
Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And for those who are traveling on any of the valley roadways, could be wet at times. That's why we still have restrictions in place, because the higher elevations have been seeing snow. Even though the plows have been out, restrictions remain in place for both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, as well as in Summit County on SR 224. Southbound traffic, I-15 in Salt Lake County, all clear, no delays. But northbound I-15, a little heavy and slow from the Southtown Mall up to Midvale. Michelle?
Again, still working on this crash in West Valley with possible injuries at 6800 West, 4100 South. For drivers on Bangor Highway, seeing pretty good speeds there. Just a little bit of slowing as you're going westbound between Riverton and Bluffdale. Also seeing good conditions for drivers I-15 in Utah County right now. Steve?
And it looks like southbound Main Street in downtown Salt Lake City is closed at 5th South. We have delays in Davis County now. Northbound I-15 between Kaysville and Hill Air Force Base. If you're traveling southbound I-15 in Box Elder County, Weber County, big backups stacking up there. Southbound 15 at Marriott Slaterville. Any hour service is electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. If you've been putting off repair or maintenance projects around the house, they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And here's Kevin Eubank with the all-important hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward a snowy Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the 40s with mostly cloudy skies. We will see a little bit of light valley rain start to develop across the Wasatch Front over the next few hours with some mountain snow. Temperatures generally stay in the low 40s to upper 30s through 8 and 9, and then we'll fall down into the low 30s as we head through Saturday morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Well, the light rain is here on the valley floor, snow in the canyons. Right now it's 44 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12. Let's go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
And Jeff, it's time for a feel-good story on this Friday. The NFL says it will give 7,500 healthcare workers vaccinated for the coronavirus free tickets to next month's Super Bowl. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says attendance at the February 7th game in Tampa, Florida will be limited to those workers and about 14,000 other fans. Now, most of the healthcare workers will come from the Tampa Bay area, but all 32 NFL teams will be able to choose some workers from their cities to attend. The commissioner says that these dedicated healthcare workers continue to put their own lives at risk to serve others, and we owe them our ongoing gratitude. He says he hopes in a small way that this initiative will inspire our country to recognize these true American heroes. Now, he also says there will be a variety of special moments to honor healthcare workers in the stadium during the game. So just imagine it, though, only about 22,000 fans in a stadium that holds just under 66,000 people. That means, what, it's two-thirds empty? Wow.
I hope they'll be loud. Maybe they'll get to see the Kansas City Chiefs. Trending right now on social media, the Kansas City Chiefs got the good news this morning. Patrick Mahomes is good to go for Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. He's cleared the NFL concussion protocol. Hopefully, he keeps his head screwed on straight Sunday. The conference championship schedule on Sunday, Brady and the Buccaneers face the Packers at 1 p.m. Buffalo Bills are in Kansas City at 4:30 p.m. Senator Bernie Sanders is setting a fashion trend after that photo of him at the inauguration was all over the internet. Marcella Hill, owner of Utah-based Love Woolies, sells mittens strikingly similar to the ones worn by the senator.
My customers were, like, sending me messages like, "Are these your mittens? Are these your mittens?" And I was like, "What are we talking about?" Our customers were just so stoked that they, like, "I have a pair of these Bernie mittens."
When asked about his now famous outfit, Sanders said that in Vermont we dress warm and we're not so concerned about good fashion. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, Hogal Zoo is saying goodbye to one of its polar bears. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer joins us live. Kira?
Jeff, the zoo is saying goodbye to its 5-year-old polar bear, Hope, at the end of the month. She'll go to a zoo in the Midwest to be a part of its breeding program to bring in some healthy cubs for the critically endangered species. However, that doesn't mean Hogal Zoo is down a polar bear. In fact, the zoo is going to welcome Nikita, a great big male polar bear from North Carolina. He's 15 years old and racks in about somewhere between 12 to 1,300 pounds and 10 and a half feet tall. That's twice the size of Hope, who comes in at over just 600 pounds. Nikita's current keeper describes him as a giant goofball who loves to work with his trainers and eat peanut butter and grape jelly sandwiches. He'll be in the zoo and then he'll be quarantined for 30 days, which is standard procedure with these guys. But if you want to see him, he'll be ready starting early spring, Jeff.
Well, it's a shame he's not here tonight. He'd feel right at home, right?
Right.
KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah lawmakers have announced the Capitol will be reopening to the public Monday. There will be strict COVID protocols, and they're still encouraging virtual participation. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the U.S. Senate has set a date to begin former President Trump's impeachment trial. The Senate will begin the trial on February 8th. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's downtown where we have trouble on the tracks train. Southbound Main Street is now closed to all vehicular and pedestrian traffic at 5th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A storm just in time for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 44 degrees with light rain now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden signing more executive orders today. Some of them will provide help now to people hit hard by COVID-19, while Congress debates a new stimulus package.
He already had a detailed America Rescue Plan before he took office.
We cannot watch people lose their jobs, and we have to act. We have to act now.
President Biden, as he signed executive orders, demanding outside federal contractors give workers a living minimum wage and offer emergency benefits, extending food and housing assistance and unemployment benefits until Congress approves more money for vaccines and local government. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Others undo Trump administration policies.
A new executive order from President Biden means the U.S. Census Bureau will no longer seek immigration status on the population as part of its 10-year count. The previous administration had tried unsuccessfully to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census questionnaire, and former President Trump had ordered the Bureau to figure out who's a citizen and who's in the U.S. without documentation. The tally determines representation in Congress. In requiring the decennial count, the U.S. Constitution makes no distinction regarding citizenship and requires counting the whole number of persons in each state. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The smaller American Community Survey, which is run by the Census Bureau, can ask about immigration status for the time being, but that, too, is under review. The Senate voting almost unanimously to confirm Lloyd Austin as defense secretary.
Good to see you guys, and thanks for being here. Look forward to working with you. See you around campus.
The retired Army general arriving at the Pentagon shortly thereafter. He is the first African-American to lead the Defense Department. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is sending an article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday. It charges former President Trump with incitement of insurrection in connection with the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
High on the Hill 2021. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
State lawmakers are debating whether to allow concealed carry of a firearm without a permit. St. George representative Walt Brooks explains why it makes sense.
When I first was brought this by some constituents, I didn't jump right on board. I had my concealed weapon permit. So I spent the next couple of years researching and seeing why, what is the purpose of the permit? What are other states doing that have concealed carry, you know, restrictions removed? And the data is really clear. And this is not just a right or left issue. Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, there's three safest states in the nation, all have permitless carry. Montana yesterday actually approved concealed carry in their whole state. Washington, Montana, states around us, there's 19 states that have this. And we don't have to guess anymore. We know exactly what happened. There's tons of studies that have been done back in the early 2000s. Those states use that data and move forward. And now we see the data from their states and see that this is a good policy. It's just a good public policy to let people be able to defend themselves.
Open carry is currently legal in Utah. There are currently 16 states that allow concealed carry without a permit. Utah would become the 17th, or not. We'll have to see what happens in the legislature. KSL News Time 519. Triple Team Traffic now. Let's turn it over to Ricky Neese. What's going on?
Well, despite the weather having eased a bit, even in the higher elevations, restrictions remain in place for all vehicles traveling Big or Little Cottonwood Canyon. And that's probably going to be in place for the next several hours because we're still expecting snow. Also, restrictions for SR 224 in Park City. This is in Summit County at Empire Pass. Down in the valley, an easy ride right now. Southbound I-15 downtown to Draper. Northbound I-15, a little busy as you're going from 90th South up to the South Interchange. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are clear. Michelle?
Well, Main Street is closed between 5th and 6th South due to a Trax issue. Now, if you're on Bankator Highway, seeing minor scattered delays from West Valley, I should say, down into the Riverton-Bluffdale area. And still looking at good speeds, roads have cleared up if you're on I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
And southbound Main Street still closed at 5th South in downtown Salt Lake City. Looks like train issues there by the Grand American. Still seeing the usual scattered delays in Davis County on northbound I-15 this afternoon between Kaysville and Hill Air Force Base at 700 South. And big backups on southbound 15 in Marriott-Slaterville. Those start just past Pioneer Road. And more slowdowns on southbound 15 Riverdale to Roy. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7-day forecast now brought to you by VW Southtown. Listen, here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a complex storm system moving into Utah. Rain mixing with snow will be the story overnight and into the day on Saturday. Right now, it looks like the Salt Lake Valley will get 1 to 3 inches. In the mountains, anywhere from 6 to 12. Some spots could get even a little bit more. Now, the storm will linger through Saturday night, even a little bit in the mountains through Sunday morning. Then it's gone. Monday, mostly cloudy and 36. Another storm comes into southern Utah Monday and will push north into northern Utah by Tuesday with another storm on the heels for next Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
44 and light rain in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 521.
Jeff Kaplan, only on KSL News Radio.
Because I gotta have faith.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. The pandemic has disrupted not only our work lives, but shifted demand for specific jobs across the state. One industry that continues to thrive is the construction industry and those who support it. This year, 8,400 construction jobs were added in the state, and every year, there's a need to fill an average of 5,000. To help high school graduates enter this field and earn a certificate toward an exciting new career, Utah has the UAEC Pathway Program. The Utah Architectural, Engineering, and Construction Pathway is a Governor's Office of Economic Development career-based curriculum geared towards students interested in this field. The Capstone Experience is a placement as an intern with a local AEC company, benefiting student learners and solving the labor shortages in the construction industry. If you're a high school graduate interested in buildings, design, and how parts and pieces go together, or if you want a high-paying, high-potential, rewarding career, you might consider this option. These are occupations with a high degree of security and stability as you grow in your career. The UAEC slogan is Dream It, Design It, Build It. In this way, you can help create a more sustainable future in our state. Check out the UAEC Pathways website to learn more. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The CEO of United Airlines wants to make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for all employees. Scott Kirby says it's the right thing to do and hopes other companies do the same. KSL drives Ford is recalling 3 million cars in the U.S. and Canada. It's more fallout from the faulty airbags from Takata. GameStop had an epic day on Wall Street. The stock jumped as much as 69%. It's up about 100% this week alone. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 179 points today, closing at 30,996. The S&P lost 11, but the NASDAQ gained a dozen points. KSL News Time 525. You're probably sitting around a lot if you're working from home these days. A Utah man tried to stand more by using exercise snacks. For your life, your health, KSL's Allie Davis says no. No, this has nothing to do with your pantry.
Jaden Bell will be the first to admit sitting at a desk all day isn't easy, especially since he used to be a personal trainer.
But then after like my first day, I just felt sick because I just sat all day.
That's when he started exercise snacking, taking a quick break in your day for a brief workout.
So I do a 15-minute workout every 2 hours of the day.
Intermountain Healthcare's Dr. Jake Viegel says it can improve your posture and your energy.
You're going to wake yourself up, you're going to feel better, and you're going to be more alert throughout the day.
If you're tempted to make a trip to the pantry, opt instead for an exercise snack. For your life, your health. Allie Davis, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.